dictation for Bernita, B as in boy, E-R, N-E, T as in today, I-A, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, September 2, 33, addresses a letter to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Lisa, consultation for Mrs. Reynolds, abnormal kidney function. She's aware of kidney problems, prior exposure to Aleve anti-inflammatory agents. She mentioned that she was facing dialysis, but kidney function improved. And this is corroborated by daughter Barbara, which is present. There was recent cardiac cath with normal coronary arteries, normal aortic valves, with minor exposure to IV cantras, has chronic dyspnea, has lost 4 or 5 pounds within the last 1 year, appetite is decreased, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, stable esophageal reflux, no abdominal pain, constipation, no diarrhea, no bleeding, incontinence, which is chronic, no infection, cloudiness of blood, and nocturia, minor edema, right-sided, prior knee replacement on the same area, wears compressing stockings, some arthritis, diffuse, presently only Tylenol, uses a walker, no falling episode, she lives alone as husband passed away 8 years ago, denies orthopnea PND, denies the use of oxygen CPAP machine or inhalers. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Elevated cholesterol, hypertension, thyroid replacement. Denies heart attacks, no TIS stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no chronic liver disease. Has received blood transfusion at the time of right knee replacement and shoulder surgery. History of atrial fibrillation. Takes no anticoagulation. Denies diabetes, kidney stones. The prior acute kidney injury at the time of anti-inflammatory agents. Recent cardiac cath, all arteries are open. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral shoulder replacement, right knee replacement, she says coronary artery balloons, bilateral cataract surgery, lengths implant, tonsils adenoids, right-sided carpal tunnel, appendix, gallbladder, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries. Next paragraph, she mentions side effects to sulfa and omeprazole. Next paragraph, present medication, Zocor, Corex, Zetia, thyroid, vitamins, trimetropine without sulfa, Ranexa, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, family history, kidney disease, but no dialysis. A daughter kidney stone. Next paragraph, on physical exam, present weight 152. Blood pressure 150 over 30 on the left, 174/84 on the right. She wears glasses, symmetrical pupils, lens implant, upper-lower dentures, no respiratory distress, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no respiratory distress, no carotid Bruch JBD, lungs are distant clear, a systolic murmur, radiates to the axilla, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no Bruch, no ascites, no tenderness, no masses, no edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is from November, creatinine 1.1, normal sodium, potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin liver testing, normal glucose, prior anemia 11.5, normal white blood cell platelets, over the last 9 months, creatinine fluctuating between 0.9, 1.05, and 1.27. I reviewed the cardiac cath from May of this year. They reported no gradient across the aortic valve. All the arteries are open. No procedures were needed, and there was no evidence for CHF pressure changes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, minor fluctuations, but overall no progression, not symptomatic. Prior acute changes at the time of anti-inflammatory agents, recent IV contrast exposure, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She does have lightly hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Notice the high systolic and low diastolic number. Kidney ultrasound is going to be obtained. We need to update urine for activity for blood protein or cells. As part of the blood test, PTH and phosphorus needs to be done. I did not change pressing medications. She's going to monitor blood pressure at home. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.